Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is part two of a story called the Doyal Gauranga Stops the Suicide. So our Sanatana Goswami has contacted a skin disease and he's come to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. But he's thinking that his body is useless, and rather more not only useless for devotional service, but existing in this present state of contaminating anyone he bumps into or touches, he considers that his body is also useless for any type of service, so he wants to commit suicide by throwing himself in front of the wheel of the Jagannath cart during Rath Yatra. So he made up that resolution, then he went to Siddhabokul. Haridasera kaila teno charana vandan, jani Haridasa tanre kaila alingan. Entering Siddhabokul, he met Haridas Thakur, and they both embraced each other warmly. Mahaprabhu dekite tanra utkantita man, Haridasa kahe prabhu asibena ekon. Sanatana Goswami was very eager and anxious to meet and see the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So he asked Haridas, when is the Lord coming? And Haridas said, he's coming very, very soon. Haridas said, he comes here every day. He should be here very soon. Hena kale prabhu upalabhoga dekhya Haridase milite aila bhakta ganalan. At that very moment, Mahaprabhu, after visiting a temple of Jagannath to see the noon offering, came with his other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. That's why he said that here in Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Krishna comes to the devotee. He comes to his house, comes to his kutir. And every day Lord Chaitanya would have Govindadas collect Mahaprasadam from Jagannath and bring it to Haridas. So Haridas couldn't go in to see Lord Jagannath because of his low birth, and he could not go inside the temple and buy Mahaprasadam, as we can't. No one's allowed in the door. But if you go in the door, there's a place called Anand Bazaar. Anand Bazaar is where you become blissful, because that's where they sell the Mahaprasadam, Anand Bazaar. So then, but see how merciful the Lord is. You can't go in the temple, you can't buy Mahaprasadam, but he brings it out to you. As Lord Chaitanya was every day bringing Mahaprasadam to his devotee, Haridas Thakur and Sanatan. Now today, the pandas and pujaris of the temple, they're in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. They stand outside the temple when they see Western people. You must have met them. And they come up to you and say, Mahaprasadam? Do you want Mahaprasadam? And you say, yeah. They say, well, what do you want? They say, well, what do you have? And they'll say, oh, you know, this or that. And you give them money and they come out with a big basket of Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath. And that's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is still going on today, that fallen, unqualified people that can't get in the temple, and in no way we could ever get a bite of Mahaprasadam, the merciful Jagannath is sending his personal sevites and pandas and pujaris to come outside and bargain over the Mahaprasadam. It's a great fortune. And they make some profit, but they can't compare it to the profit we make by getting the Mahaprasadam of Jagannath, the Krishna Dara Amritam, the nectar of the lips of Raktadara, Raktadara Swami Jagannath. Raktadara, Adar means lips and Rakta means red, because Jagannath has big smiling red lips, and Mahaprasadam is full of the nectar of his lips, Krishna Fela. So he came there and he said, Prabhu Deki Dune Dun Pore Dandavatahan, Prabhu Alingila Hari Dasera Utan. Mahaprabhu, when they saw Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur and Sanatana immediately offered dandavats. Then the Lord lifted up Haridas and embraced him. Haridasa kahe sanatana kare namaskar, sanatana deki prabhu haila chamatkar. Haridas said to Mahaprabhu, look, see here, offering dandavats, this Sanatan Goswami has come to see you. Oh, he has come? Where from you have come? That was what Prabhupada would say in his English with Hindi grammar. Where from you have come? This is speaking English by using Hindi grammar rules. The actual phrase would be, where have you come from? Where have you come from? This would be English, but when Prabhupada, he spoke, he said, where from you have come? Very sweet. So you come to Mayapur from America and you meet Prabhupada in his room up on the first floor, of the maybe second floor, whatever, of the Lotus Building, room 16, I think it was, or is. And then he'd say, where from you have come? Welcome, welcome. Hare Krishna, where from you have come? So Mahaprabhu, he was chamatkar, he was astonished. Oh, you have come? All the way from Vrindavan? And he was surprised. Sanatane alingite prabhu agohaila pache bhage sanatana kahite lagila. When Mahaprabhu came forward to embrace Sanatan, Sanatan backed away. Don't touch me, he said. And then he spoke. Morina chunihya prabhu parantamara pai ekanicha jati adam arakandu rasa gai. Please don't touch me. I fall at your lotus feet. I am the lowest of men. I'm born in a low caste. Besides that, my body is all infected with itching infections. Balatkare Prabhu Tanre Alingana Kaila Kandu Kleda Mahaprabhu Sriyange Lagila. Disregarding what Sanatana Goswami said, Mahaprabhu embraced that sore covered, oozing sores of Sanatana's body. And he didn't care. Savabhaktagani Prabhu Milayula Sanatan Sanatana Kaila Sabar Charana Vandan. Mahaprabhu introduced everyone to Sanatan, and everyone offered obeisances at his feet. Charana Vandan. They offered respect to his feet. Prabhu Lana Vasila Pindar Upare Bhaktagan Pindara Tale Vasila Haridasa Sanatan. Mahaprabhu and all the devotees sat on a raised platform. Vasila Pindara Upare. And Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami sat on a lower level. Kushla Varta Mahaprabhu Puchena Sanatan Tena Kahina Parama Mangal Dekino Charan. And naturally, when you meet someone you haven't seen for a long time, you warmly embrace or greet each other. If it's a senior or whatever, you offer respects and dandavats, and then there's a loving embrace or pat on the head or whatever. Then you sit down and have some inquiry. How are you? Where have you come from? How is everything? And so is everything auspicious? Parama Mangala. Mahaprabhu says, is everything auspicious? No, he said, what's the news of your well-being? And then Sanatana said, for me now that I'm seeing you, everything is Parama Mangala. Everything is completely auspicious for me now. Maturara Vaishnav Sabera Kushla Puchila Sabara Kushala Sanatana Janila. Mahaprabhu asked Sanatan, since you're coming from Vrindavan, how are all the devotees in Vrindavan? Are they all keeping well? And Sanatan said, everyone is in Sabara Kushala, Sabkush, Kushi. You hear this word in Hindi. Kushi means I'm fine, everything's fine, Kush. Kushra Hega, Sab Kushi. So he said, Sab Kushala, Sabara Kushala. Everyone is doing well, everyone's fine. So now we go here. So then Mahaprabhu says, Bali Haile Tomara Ihan Haila Agaman, Egare Raha Ihan Haridasa San. O Sanatan, said Mahaprabhu, it is very good that you have come here to Jagannath Puri to see me. Now stay here in Siddhabokul with Haridas Thakur. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Dune Paramapradhan Krishna Rasa Aswadana Aswadanakara Laha Krishnam. Mahaprabhu continues, Sanatan, both you and Haridas are expert in understanding the mellows of Krishna Bhakti Ras, Parama Pradhan. Therefore, you should both continue relishing the taste for sex activities and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada says you should continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says, Laha Krishna Nam. Laha Krishna Nam means you should chant the holy name of the Lord of Krishna. So this is Saru Sangha. Sangam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido says in Bhagavatam that when sadhus get together, they live together, what should they do? Here's what they should do. Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Parama Pradhan, is they should they should spend their time relishing Krishna Bhakti Rasa, reading Rasa Shastras together, reading 10th Canto Bhagavatam, reading Rupa Goswami's books and the Goswami books, and what else? Chanting Krishna Nam. This is life. This is devotee's life. Reading and relishing the teachings of Krishna and his katha and his leelas, and then chanting the holy name. What more? So when devotees live together or share a room or a flat, this is what they should engage in. Not just sleeping there and eating there. Etabali Mahaprabhu Utiya Chalila Govinda Dwaraya Dune Prasada Patila. After saying this and establishing these two devotees together, Mahaprabhu got up and left. And then Govinda came forward and gave them everyone Jagannath Mahaprasadam. E Mata Sanatana Rahai Prabhustan Jagannathera Chakradeki Karina Pranam. In this way, Sanatan stayed under the care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would look at the chakra above the Jagannath Mandir, and then he would offer dandavats. Because it's said that just by seeing the chakra and offering dandavats, you get the same sukriti and benefit as seeing Jagannath directly and offering dandavats before the deity of Jagannath in Puri. So that's a facility. And an interesting point about the chakra is because if you go in the temple of Jagannath, inside the temple, and you look at Jagannath, no matter where you stand in the temple, you'll see Jagannath's big smiling eyes and big smile on his expanded smiling eyes, wherever you stand. So similarly, this is a unique feature of the chakra. Wherever you are, on the north or south or east or west, whatever side of the temple you're on, when you look at the chakra, it will be looking at you. Just like when you go in the temple, you go to this part of the temple over the side, Jagannath's looking at you. Directly Sakshat Jagannath's eyes. So the chakra, you know, it's fixed. The chakra, it's fixed there, but somehow it's a circle like this, right? It's only two dimensional, basically, length and width, it's a little depth. But if you're on the south, it's going like this, that means it's facing north, it's facing, you know, two directions, right? If the circle's like this, that means it's north and south, or if it's like this, it's east and west, right? So it can't be everything at the same time. So if your friend is on the south side, you say, is the chakra facing you? And then you say, yes. He says, yes. And then you say, well, I'm on the west side, which is over here. Is the chakra facing you? And you'll say, yes. So it's one chakra, but it has face in all four directions. There's seven. This is a big thing everybody has on net. Seven specialities of the Jagannath temple, and this is one of them. But no matter where you are, the chakra is directly facing you, which very much facilitates the personal idea that the chakra is Jagannath, and offering dandavas to the chakra outside the temple is the same as offering, looking at Jagannath and offering at dandavas. So when you look at the chakra, you're looking at Jagannath. And another name for Jagannath is Chakudol. Chakudol. Chakudol means round, or like dol yatra, like it's like almost swinging, like round. And chaku means eyes. He who has big round eyes, Chakudol. This is an Aryan, Chakudol. So this is another feature of the temple, is that no matter which way the wind is blowing, the flag flaps the opposite way. Like I don't know about flagging. See, we have a flag up there. But the wind is blowing from the west, then the flag will go, you know, like that. You know, but if the wind is going this way, then the flag will go that way. But in Jagannath's temple, the wind's going this way, the flag's going this way. Yeah, you have to go there and see. You go there, you see the flags are going like this, but the wind is coming like this. And the flags are going like this, it means the wind is coming from there, but the wind is coming from here. So those are two things, there are seven things, I can't remember. I've seen these two things with my own eyes. I go, what is this? You know, you put your finger up, you know, and the wind is blowing this way, and the newsman says, the wind is blowing off the ocean in Puri at so many kiloknots or whatever it is, you know, speed. And then so Jagannath has his own, he does his own thing. He's not controlled, he controls the elements. It says in the second canto of Bhagavatam that the wind moves in fear of Krishna. So the wind is blowing east, but Jagannath's flag wants to go south. So he says, I don't care about the wind, I want my flag to go this way. So even the flag is moving according to the personal will of Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ki jai. This is our Jagannath. He's a man of miracles. You often hear many, many stories in this Kali, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says there, the Lord manifests in two forms in Kali Yuga. Maybe three, I think two. In the form of Daru Brahman and the form of Ganga Jal. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Daru Brahman. Daru means wood and Brahman means transcendence, spirituality, Satchidananda. So Daru Brahman means Jagannath. So God manifests as Jagannath and Ganga. Of course, Archamurti is also Bhagavan. We know that. And holy name, etc. But that's what's being told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Jagannath is that very, very special deity. I don't know if you know, but everywhere around the world, you usually hear lots of deity stories, and they're oftentimes about Jagannath. And what to speak of Jagannath in Puri, so many stories. And now we're on a little like Jagannath spin here. But in Punjabi Bagh, West Punjabi Bagh in Delhi, it's part of Delhi. About 5 years ago, some congregational devotees came to the temple after the noon offering. And they made the noon offering, then they opened the curtains, and there was some artik, and then there was some darshan. It was in the morning, it was just morning darshan. The Lord had finished breakfast. It was like 9 o'clock, he had breakfast 8:30. It was 9 or 10 o'clock darshan. Two or three congregational people were in the temple, visiting some students, college students. They're looking at Jagannath, and they saw his mouth moving like this. And then they saw Balaram. And then he looked, turned to his friend. He said, Would you see? And he said, yeah. He said, get out your cell phone. So they got out their cell phones and they turned them on. And it's about a 5-minute clip. It was like a viral. It was going all around the computers everywhere a few years ago and being sent to everybody. I don't know if it was even a time, it was before Facebook, so it came as an attached file on an email or something like that, you know. So I got it. And I've seen it in my own eyes. And it's a fact. And so they ran in and got the Bajari, because it was a few minutes. He came out and he was watching. So there's several witnesses. Then the word spread like wildfire all around the Delhi that this Jagannath is special. He's directly Krishna's manifested there, and he's accepting your offerings. So all the pious religious people in Delhi, they all were bringing offerings there, kilos of sweets, and they all wanted to see, offer my, I want to see Jagannath eating, you know. But he didn't do it, you know, he didn't eat. And everybody was, then what happened was that everyone thought, well, maybe my Jagannath Dita will also eat something too and show me. And so everybody, it was a whole big discussion of everybody feeding their Jagannaths and other people saying, oh, I saw my Jagannath eating too, but I don't know, I didn't see those pictures. But at least in the Punjabi ISKCON, this kind of set that temple on a high roll for a few weeks and a few months. People were coming there to see the amazing deity that's eating. And the Pujari was just thinking, wow, he's relishing the food, you know, like anything. It's very visible. His mouth is going like this. And everyone is thinking, oh, this is some... A lot of people saw the movie. They said, oh, no, this is done on Photoshop. And this is fake. And, you know, doubting people and stuff. But there were several witnesses, and it actually happened. So this is one real fact that happened. That Jagannath was... He had some food caught in his teeth, or after the offering, he hid some things in his pocket or something. I don't know. So this is... We're in Jagannath now in this whole pastime, and so he would see the chakra of Jagannath's temple and offer obeisances. Prabhuasi pratidine. Oh, every day Mahaprabhu would go there to meet Haridas and Sanatan, and they would discuss Hari Katha with them. Divya prasara paya nitya Jagannatha mandare tahanani nitya avashya dena dohankare. The Jagannath Prasad was of the highest quality. Mahaprabhu would bring this top quality Prasad and give it to the two devotees. Just see, God, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he's collecting the Mahaprasadam of Jagannath and he's personally bringing it and handing it to Haridas Thakur and Sanatan. What a merciful Lord, what a compassionate, kind, loving Lord. The Lord comes to you with prasadam. It's like this verse in Bhagavad Gita, yoga kshemam mahamyaham, that Krishna provides what you have and preserves what you have and provides what you lack. And the Tika there talks about how Krishna carried on his back, he carried a stick with a balance with two pots on it full of goods for some Brahmin. He actually personally carried these goods because that Brahmin was writing a Tika on it. And it says, Ananyas chintyanto mam yejana paripashate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. It says, yogakshemam vahamyaham. The word waham means I carry. Krishna says, I carry. It means I carry. So he thought, oh, Krishna, I think this Gita is wrong. I think maybe originally Krishna said karam. Yogakshemam karamyaham. Karam means I have it done. I preserve what you have and I arrange for you to get what you need. I arrange it. In other words, through the material energy or some people come. So he crossed that out, karam. He crossed out, waham, and he wrote karam. Karam means to be done or to have done. But waham means I do, I carry. You see? There's a difference between I'm carrying something for you or I arrange something to be carried to you. Do you understand? So he crossed it out in red, with red ink. Then he went to take bath in the Ganga. This is Tika on the Gita. So then, while he was gone, then a young boy showed up at the door. A very young boy, about 11 years old. And he had it's a name for it, a Taili or something. It's just like in Vietnam and even in Puri, speaking of the Mahaprasad, that's how they carry the Mahaprasad rice. There's a bamboo stick, which is it's strong but flexible. It's about 8 feet long, and it goes on the shoulder. You see Vietnam and all these kind of countries, they carry goods that way. And on the end of it, in the Puri case, there's a big clay pot with 10, 15 kilos of rice. Or dal, or whatever. Big clay pot, like this tall. And this big around. And then they tie like ropes around it. And it's suspended on a stick, you know. There's one big pot here and it's a balance. There's another pot in the back. And they put it like this. And when they walk, the pots go like this. But there's leaves on top of them. And so that they kind of kind of balances on the shoulder and kind of bounces as he walks. And this little skinny Orissan guy, you know, they're called runners. They carry the prasadam. When you buy it, they carry it from the ashram to your temple when you buy a big amount. So you see them running down the street, Grand Road. You must have seen. So that Krishna was carrying one of those things on his shoulder. And each side, instead of having a clay pot, he had a big basket. And the basket had grains and wheat and rice and dal and oil and ghee and fruits and vegetables on both sides. You know, 20, 30 kilos of goods for food. And this is a very poor Brahmin. His name was Arjun Acharya. An interesting name. Arjun Acharya, and he was writing the commentary on Gita. And I think it's 9th chapter, Ananyas Chintyantama. So he crossed it out, and he would go out, and he would take a bath, and he would go begging, and very poor, he never had money, much goods in their house. So this boy arrived on the door, and he said, Oh, Brahmani, oh Ma, your husband has sent all these things from the market. I have carried all these things from the market. And she's a little boy with a heavy, heavy load. And she said, oh, little boy, how you got these things? My husband goes out and begs. He only gets a handful of grains, and we cook a few grains, and we do a little like madhukari. There's whole big kilos of ghee and grains and so many things. How? No, he told me he bought all these things in the market. He told me to carry them to you. So she said, let me help you. And she took the stick off his shoulder. And then the boy's shoulder was scratched. And there was some blood on his shoulder. And she said, what is this? You know, and she said, what is this? This is terrible. And so she dressed his wound and gave him something to eat. And then he left. And then the husband came home. And then the wife was very upset. She said, "Why? What is this? You got all these goods in the market, and this poor young boy, you put this stick on his shoulder and it cut his shoulder, and all these, we got all this ghee and grains he bought. He said you sent them from the market with such a heavy load with such a small boy. He personally carried it." She says, "What are you talking about? I went to take a bath. I didn't beg anything today. I was hoping we have some greens in the storage. We have no ghee. I don't have any money for anything. What are you talking about? No, look at all these things." He looked and he was, what is this? And then he went back to his Gita and he was thinking, oh my God, that was Bhagavan. He carried what I lacked. He personally carried to my door. He carried on his shoulder what I lacked. And because I crossed out in red ink, I crossed out Waham and wrote Karam, that he got cut when I crossed out the Gita, it was like Krishna's back and he got scratched and cut on his back. Oh, what an offender I am, but how fortunate I am. I'm a great offender, but how fortunate I am. And he went out and he grabbed his wife's hands and says, oh, Devi, listen, that boy was Bhagavan. And he really carries what you lack. You know, he doesn't arrange for it to happen. He doesn't arrange for you to get what you need, but he personally gives it. So this is the commentary on Gita. Yoga kshemam vahamyam vaham. I carry. So in the same way in Puri, in this Leela of Sanatana and Haridas, Lord Chaitanya personally carried the Mahaprasadam to the door in Siddhavokul for Haridas Thakur and Sanatana. This is the love and mercy and kindness of the Lord. Ek din asi prabhu tunhare milila sanatana anjambi achambite kahite lagila. One day Mahaprabhu came to meet Sanatan, and he suddenly began speaking spontaneously to Sanatan. It's very funny. They hadn't started talking about any subjects. Sanatan had not revealed his mind to the Lord. Somehow the Lord starts speaking. Sometimes it happens. You may meet some friend and he starts speaking and he's actually telling you something about you that you didn't know he knew. I remember sometimes people come here and they start speaking and I just say, right, I don't know why, I start saying something. I say, I think you're having trouble. You're having some headache, right? They say, how do you know? And I say, yeah, and I think it's because this and this and that. And they say, how do you know that? sometimes Krishna, I know what's going on with people, so I say, I don't know, I just speaking, it doesn't even make sense what they're saying, but I just start change the topic, and something comes to me, I said this problem or that, or they come there speaking this and that, and I say, I think you have there's some problem you're facing right now, isn't there? They say, no, I say, okay. Then about 10 minutes later, I say, you sure? Because I get this impression. And then they very slowly open up and say, yes, how do you know? I say, I don't know, I'm getting some like intuition that comes sometimes. So then now, out of the blue, for no reason at all, Mahaprabhu says, Sanatan, Deha Tyagi Krishna Yadi Pai, Koti Deha Shane Kitave Charite Pariya. Listen, Sanatan, if I could attain Krishna, if I could reach Krishna by committing suicide, then I would give up my body millions of times without a moment's hesitation. Deha Tyagi Krishna Pai, Paiye Bhajane. Krishna praptyera upai ko nahi bhakti vine. Sanatan, you should understand very clearly that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up his body in suicide. Krishna is only attainable by bhakti. Bhajan, deya tyage Krishna napai. Deya tyage, you give up your body, Krishna, you won't attain Krishna. But by bhajan, Bhajan Krishna Prapti. Bhajan Krishna Prapti. So by performing bhajan, then we attain Krishna. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. There is no other means for attaining Krishna. Nahi bhakti vine. Without bhakti, you can't attain Krishna. Deha tyagadi jata sabha tamo dharma. Tamo Raja Dharma Krishna na Paye Marma. Acts like if you commit suicide, such an activity is in the mode of ignorance. And activities in the mode of ignorance and passion, one can never attain Krishna or understand him. Bhakti Bine Krishna Kabu Nahi Premodai. Prema Vina Krishna Prapti Anya Hoite Noi. Unless one performs bhakti, then one cannot attain love. Love will not arise, appear. And there's no other way of attaining Krishna except by love. Now he quotes a verse from Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya, Uddhava Gita. Na sadyati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava na svadhyayas tapas tyago Yata Bhaktir Mamorjita. Krishna tells Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita that not by this and not by that and not by this you can attain me. He says, Uddhava, not by yoga, not by sense control, by monism, by sankhya, or by Vedic studies, or tapa, or dan, or charity, or even taking sannyas in the Varnashram Dharma. Nothing can satisfy me as much as pure devotion. Deha tyagadi tamo dharma patak karan sadaka na pai tate krishnar charan. Measures like suicide are causes for sin. In other words, suicide is a sin. A devotee never achieves Krishna's lotus feet by such actions. Patakarna, it's patak, it's sin. Premi bhakti biyoge chahi deha charite, prema Krishna mile seha na paya morite. Because of feelings of separation from Krishna, sometimes an exalted devotee wants to give up his life. By such ecstatic love, however, one attains Krishna's darshan, and at that time he cannot give up his body. So he's explaining that what is the proper expression of such feelings is deha tyag, feeling like I want to give up my body. Not that out of frustration with life or with people or circumstances in life or with the abominable position our body may be in, Sometimes people get injured in an accident and they become like a vegetable, or they become like dysfunctional. They're just simply eating and sleeping and they can't do anything in the world, and they may have previously been very active, creative people and even leaders or in charge of factories or businesses. Now they become in a wheelchair. I know two brothers like that. They were young and very active in business, and one fell off a motorcycle and went into a coma. And he's in a wheelchair since he's 25, last 20 years. And he can't, people have to feed him. And he's a very sick, very tall, handsome, successful young Indian businessman. And then one minute he's like this. And he goes like, sees me, can't speak, he's in a wheelchair. So if someone is disabled like that, then they may want to give up their body also. But he's telling about at a higher end, when someone is physically capable or quite all right, still healthy, but they're feeling so much viyog, Krishna viyog, separation from Krishna. They don't want to stay in this world anymore. They want to... When you're feeling that much separation from Krishna, you're a very advanced devotee, you're a premi bhakta. You're experiencing Krishna prema and you're thinking, I don't want to stay here, Krishna, please take me. I remember meeting one old sadhu, and he was saying, he says, Maharaj, I want to go. I want to go, but Krishna keeps me here. And then the devotee said, we want you to stay here. Even if you can't speak much, or even just being here, just to touch your feet and just to see you, or just to offer having you here to offer obeisances to, or just sitting in your room and reading or chanting. Okay, that's good for you, but I'm burning in separation. I want to go. So much I want to go. There's one Baba that was living here. But Krishna, he's just keeping me here. He won't take me. And he was fully self-realized, he's absorbed in his Siddhadeya and everything. It went on for years, just giving mercy, and of course initiating also. So this is on the higher end. So Mahaprabhu's mentioning that also. He said, okay, you can have, you're feeling so much separation from Krishna, a premi bhakta viyogi. He's a premi bhakta, he's in prem, but he's feeling viyog. Separation from Krishna. He may want to. Raghunath Das himself had those same feelings. He said, what use is this body to me? What use is Vrindavan? What use is anything without Radharani's service? I just want to give up this body. And he's rolling on the banks of Shyamakunda and crying, Ha Radhe, Ha Radhe, Ha Radhe, and dragging on another day. So this, on this top end of ecstatic spiritual development, then maybe one could think about such a thing, giving up the body, but no other circumstance. And then when one is in that state of yog and wanting to just give up his body, then Krishna comes and gives darshan. It's kind of like you can stretch something long enough and then finally it contracts. You go like this with a rubber band, you're stretching it, you're expanding it, and finally it contracts, right? This means expansion, this means contraction. So you pull a rubber band like this, and pretty soon it goes boom! When it cracks, and it becomes contracted, it expands, you go like... Nyeh. So the separation is like that. We feel more and more separated from Krishna, and then pretty soon, Krishna appears. The greater the separation, the sooner we'll see Krishna. So we have intense separation, then very soon one will see Krishna, darshan of Krishna. So that type of intensity and separation is analogous to the development of bhakti through nishta and asakti and bhava and prema. And now we don't feel separated at all, we just feel separated from eating and sleeping. Oh, I'm hungry, I'm separated from food. I'm tired, I'm separated from sleeping. So, but separation from Krishna, at least that's the beginning of rag. It's part of rag bhakti, feeling some separation. And repeatedly, Prabhupada mentions in his books that our bhajan should be done in a mode of separation. So, I think we're over time now. Now we're separated from Harinam. So let's see what the situation is here. Oh, there's some more verses. And it's very nice discussions we're having here about. It says, Dwayal Gauranga stops the suicide. So here he is, the emergency squad, whatever they call it. You know that those people that come to the. I was mentioning the other day that in big cities they have these young people that someone's going to commit suicide. They call a hot number, some kind of special number. And then some young person gets on the phone and says, "Don't do that." And then they immediately come to where they are. So now Lord Chaitanya is in that mood. He's come to Sanatana Goswami. He knows his mind without Sanatana telling him. And now he starts preaching to him. This is not a good idea. You know, it's good to be separated from Krishna, but your body is valuable. And then, so this is almost, you know, it's the hotline to Gauranga. Now he's preaching to him. And he's preaching to all of us and anyone that feelings like this, the feelings of someone that's totally frustrated and unhappy with life, that wants to commit suicide, they're not exact. He wants to give up his body, but that's also that idea of giving up one's body also exists in a spiritualist who is fully Atmaram. He's blissful within himself. He's at peace with his mind and senses. He's liberated from the world. He's a Mukta Jiva, Siddha Purush, Mukta Purush. Yet, he feels that I want to give up this body and go to my Lord. And because when we give up this mortal, material body, our Sadaka Vesh, then we go to the Lord in our Siddha Sarup, in our eternal spiritual body. So this is a very nice discussion we're having, and we'll continue this tomorrow. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.